Hello, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. Today it's Monday, 4th of February. Firstly, in Indonesia, unidentified attackers assaulted two Corruption Eradication Commission investigators in Jakarta on Saturday midnight. The two investigators were in Hotel Borobudur in central Jakarta, investigating a tip from a member of public about alleged corruption by a public official. Officers of the commission have been frequently targeted by criminals. The assault comes less than a month after a suspicious package was left at the private residence of the commission's chairman, Agus Rahardigo. The Corruption Eradication Commission have investigated high-profile politicians, businessmen, and civil servants on corruption charges, leading to several convictions, including that of a couple of governors. In Philippines, a local terrorist tagged as the prime suspect behind the twin explosions last week in Sulu province have surrendered to the armed forces. The twin blasts killed 22 people and injured more than 90 others in Jolo Island of Sulu province. Four of his accomplices have also surrendered to authorities. Philippine National Police announced today that Kama L. Pei, or Kama, and four other members of Ajang group in the region surrendered to the military and were turned over to the police yesterday. The four accomplices were identified as Albaji Kisei, Rajan Bakil, Kaiser Bakil, and Salir Ali Kama have not yet admitted to their hand in the attack, in the bomb attack. Also in Philippines, eight members of an Islamic state-affiliated terrorist group were killed, while 10 others were injured during a military operation on Saturday. The operation was conducted near the town of Sultan Sa Bagorgis in the southern province of Maguindanao. The terrorists belonging to Bangsar Moro Islamic Freedom Fighters Group, a splinter group of Moro Independence Liberation Front, were hiding in the area. The military and the police have intensified their operations against the insurgents in the region. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution while traveling in the southern island of Mindanao. In Australia, authorities have issued a high alert for floods in the northern regions of Queensland. Areas around Townsville are expected to be flooded due to high water levels in River Ross Dam after heavy rainfall. The Townsville City Council estimates up to 2,000 properties have been affected by flood waters. The local authorities have warned that the heavy rains and floods are expected in the next 24 hours. Clients are advised to avoid the northern areas of Queensland affected by heavy rains and floods. Consider contingency plans for supply chain disruptions in their region. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk memberships or buy our assessments on a pay-per-view basis.